Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. A week ago Monday, a couple of Black Hills State University art instructors took off on a 442-mile bike ride. Took them from Spearfish to Brookings, and along the way, Michael Baum and Gary Deacon worked on a series of seismic drawings, a photographic journal, and a video documentary. And earlier next year, their completed artwork goes on display in the South Dakota Art Museum's Heart to Heart exhibition. That's in Brookings. That'll be along with work by other artist couples from the state and elsewhere. Michael Baum and Kerry Deacon spoke to us before they left on their bicycle journey and join us now again at the end. And Michael and Kerry, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, yeah. Kerry, how do you feel now that the bike trip is over?
I think at first I was excited that it was over, and now I'm kind of sad. It was a nice journey. It was quiet and pretty contemplative, and we were able to see parts of South Dakota that you don't normally see while you're in your car.
And Michael Baum, how do you feel? Did things pretty much go as they plan, as you planned, or were there unexpected things you had to deal with along the way?
You know, we had a few surprises, primarily, you know, winds that we couldn't definitely predict. But logistically speaking, you know, we pretty much stayed on our route for the most part and met, you know, the campsites we had originally planned at staying at. And so, yeah, we didn't have too many surprises other than the fact that we had an opportunity to really sort of discover ourselves in that 7 days of cycling. And as Kerry pointed out, I think we were both, in a way, a little bit disappointed. I think we could continue to keep packing our bags and pedaling on and feel pretty comfortable with it. So
it sounds like you kind of got used to the routine that you had.
Yeah, we were kind of a well-oiled machine. By, I think, day three, we were really kind of, you know, setting up camp and breaking camp really efficiently and getting out earlier every morning. And in a way, that was great because it helped us beat the southeast winds that we were sort of battling the second half of the trip.
Now, if I recall this correctly, the original plan was 5 days, but this took a little bit longer than originally planned?
Yeah, you can talk about that if you want, Kerry.
Yeah, Kerry.
Well, we ended up taking a little bit extra time. I think originally we had planned 5 days because we were just going to cycle, and we weren't going to stop and, let's say, use the scenic route and document much. And then our plan sort of changed as we got going, and it started taking longer to stop and load the Hasselblad and shoot the film and then put the film away. And so that part of it sort of slowed down our trip, but it slowed us down in a good way so that we had opportunities to meet with people and talk with more people along the way than we would have if we would have just stayed on the bike, put our heads down, and pedaled.
I'm assuming, Kerry, that people that you met along the way were quite curious about what you were doing and what was going on?
Yeah, actually, we ran into a handful of people, especially the first couple of days outside of the Badlands. We ran into a couple who had heard about the trip, and we'd made some cards and shared some information with people along the way, and they were able to follow us along on the ride. And I think that was exciting for people to sort of see where we were going and how long it was taking us. And it was interesting to see their response when we're used to driving our car from, what is it, Kadoka to Murdo, and it only takes, you know, 45 minutes or an hour or whatever that time frame is. But when we were cycling, it took 4 hours or 4.5 hours. And so when you're thinking about that short distance and then if you were walking, how much further that would take. And so it gave people an opportunity to really reflect on time and space and the locations and what we actually had to go through.
Did, Kerry, it change any of your thoughts or understandings of South Dakota, whether the landscape or the history of the state or what it even means to live here today?
You know, I think it gave me a greater appreciation. There are a lot of really wonderful little towns in South Dakota that I was completely unaware of. I'd heard their names but never been there, and one of those great places was Wessington Springs. It's an absolute oasis. And it might have been because we started in Fort Thompson and we had a lot of climbing out of Fort Thompson on our bikes. That's all we did all morning was climb, climb, climb. And then we thought we'd never get to Wessington Springs because it's tucked back and sort of hidden off the road. And when we finally got there, it was just this great little community, really wonderful people. They were having a road rodeo and a softball tournament, and they were all pretty much interested in what we were doing and then sharing their community with us. So that was really nice.
How about for you, Michael, any experiences from this trip that you know, how that affected your understanding of life and living in South Dakota?
Yeah, it really did. And cycling in a way for this trip sort of became an art form in itself. And it, for me, it kind of became a means to sort of engage and communicate with both nature and ourselves and, you know, have that opportunity to kind of reflect. And sort of by immersing ourselves within the landscape, it really provided us with a way to kind of expose ourselves to changing perceptions and new experiences. Even growing up here and, you know, being a South Dakota native, I was always sort of acquiring a new understanding and a sort of expanding my awareness of the state and its capacity. And that really did sort of give me a richer understanding of this place that we occupy and a much deeper understanding of our sort of our position within the landscape and sort of how we interact with it. And so it was fascinating. And it is sort of a fun way to travel because, you know, you focus on the bare necessities, food, water, shelter become, you know, primary means. And, you know, just the fact that you're constantly moving becomes sort of a position of balance, too. So you need that constant motion to keep the bike upright and to get to your next destination. And that really was sort of a fascinating and fun experience.
Well, Carrie, now that the bike trip is done, you have several months before the exhibition, the Heart to Heart exhibition at the South Dakota Art Museum in Brookings. What happens from now until then?
Well, it's all about taking the information that we gathered on our trip from our journals, from the photographs I've taken, and then reproducing them so that they're for the museum, either in a book form. I will be creating a cycling tube floor piece, and originally I wasn't sure what I was going to be doing with the shape or the form of the materials, and during our trip it sort of came to me after watching and having Michael in front of me cycling and seeing our shadows and, you know, the interaction with the road and the topography, and so it's really going to help me create the fiber pieces, and that's pretty much what I'll be working on the next handful of months, and then sending out our projects for the people who assisted with the Kickstarter. So,
And Michael Baum, over the next few months, were you working on your seismic drawings or adding to them or changing them in any way?
Potentially. The 13 drawings that I made on the trip, they really were very different than any of the others that I'd made. A lot of the earlier drawings that I'd been making, I'd been primarily riding on unpaved surfaces, gravel roads, and because we were on primarily paved roads for the most part, we had a few gravel sections here and there, maybe a total of, you know, around 30 miles or so, but the drawings, the characteristics were very different, and so I was sort of surprised and yet really kind of elated because these are very different than any of the other drawings I made, so they're probably going to exist as they are, so I'll be working on probably matting and framing and continuing to ride and making more of these drawings here probably the course of the summer, maybe doing a couple of other short rides around the Black Hills and such. But I was really, really happy with how the work itself turned out on the bike. So.
All right. Well, Michael and Carrie, look forward to seeing the work when it goes on display at the Art Museum in Brookings early next year. And thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday again, and I'm glad everything went well on the trip.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's Black Hills artist Michael Baum and Carrie Deacon. They biked from Spearfish to Brookings last week, and once again, early next year, their completed artwork from the journey goes on display in the South Dakota Art Museum's Heart to Heart exhibition. There will also be work by other artist couples from around the state and elsewhere. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's program. We'll be back again tomorrow at noon Central, 11 Mountain, with singer-songwriter Haley Bonner and the Dakota Political Junkies. That's at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. Thanks for listening.